Welcome back. Good morning, everyone, here live in Los Angeles, living the good life, continuing and rolling on with our next segment, Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Good morning, Paxton. How you doing?
Well, good morning. I'm doing fine. And hello to all of our cannabis listeners throughout the world. But first, I'd like to tell our listeners about my novel that just was published. It's called Just Try Me by Paxton Quigley. And it can be found on Amazon.com. And folks, if you liked 50 Shades of Grey or the film Atomic Blonde, I think you'll enjoy Just Try Me, especially because the women are in charge. Now, the female protagonists are two Ukrainian dominatrixes, an Afghan war veteran, a beautiful CEO from Silicon Valley, and a soul man who is a former CIA agent, special forces operative, and also a bodyguard. So please, folks, check out Just Try Me by Paxton Quigley on Amazon.com. And now, big news to report today. The state of Illinois just became the 11th state to legalize adult-use marijuana. Their legislature approved what is considered the most progressive cannabis law in the country, if you can imagine that. And Illinois may have one of the most, shall we say, lucrative cannabis markets, because this new industry will certainly, it's going to create maybe tens of thousands of new jobs, and it's expected to generate $1.6 billion annually. That's pretty incredible. So with us today, to give us an insight into the legislation in Illinois is Dan Lynn. He's the executive director of the Illinois chapter of NORML. And NORML is National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. And Dan is also the general manager of a medical cannabis dispensary in Chicago and also one in Springfield, Illinois. Dan Lynn, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Certainly, and congratulations. I know that you have been working on this legislation for, what, years? And it'll finally become law in January 2020. That's pretty amazing. But let's jump right with some questions because I've got a lot to ask you.
Okay,
so we've got basically, what, 6 months? What needs to be done in the next six months to ensure that it's a smooth rollout of legal cannabis? What needs to be done?
The agencies that will be overseeing this new market will have to write the rules and regulations, and at least in the very beginning, it will be the medical cannabis licensees who will have the first crack at growing as well as selling recreational cannabis. And then after a few months, there will be some new licenses awarded and some new entrants into the marketplace.
Now, how many dispensaries are there now?
Right now, there are 55 dispensaries in the medical cannabis program, and each one of those dispensaries can be applied or can apply to be a dual-use dispensary. And then each one of those dispensary licenses, the owners or the business can apply for a secondary site. So on January 1st, in theory, there could be up to 110 retail stores for adults to purchase cannabis legally in Illinois.
That's interesting. Now, is it going to be, I know it'll be obviously in the big cities, but will it also be in Moline and DeKalb and in Libertyville?
Well, the way that the medical cannabis dispensary licenses were distributed geographically, there will be some distribution throughout the state in central and southern Illinois and some of the rural parts. But it really depends on where some of these secondary sites are going to be located. But the intent and the idea is that all of these dispensaries won't just be located in Chicago and that they will be somewhat spread evenly throughout the state.
Good. So it'll be the south and the north in Illinois and places in between. Now, are there also going to be marijuana lounges and bars that'll open like they are right now in San Francisco and Las Vegas? Is that part of the plan?
There is that potential. The state did not spell out a specific license type for those type of on-site consumption lounges. However, it left it up to the local authorities and municipalities to come up with that if they would like to. And the idea is that they can kind of fashion that along the same regulations that local authorities have for hookah lounges or cigar shops or other private clubs that allow people to smoke indoors at, like, motorcycle clubs or other private venues.
Now, will there be delivery services? Will that be permitted in Illinois? I know in California, delivery services are really popular.
Right now, there's not going to be a business-to-consumer delivery service. There is a transporter license available, but that would just be delivery from business to business. So some of the growers could hire that transportation company to pick up the product from them and drive it to either one of the retail stores or to a processing facility. But at least right now, it could not go directly to the consumer.
Do you foresee that happening in the next couple of years?
Absolutely. I think that once when those folks get those licenses awarded, and with a little bit of lobbying effort, we'll be able to get that added to the law down the road.
Now, talking about licenses, is there going to be an insurance of equity in the industry? What I mean like that, will people of color have a chance, and women and individuals that have been most impacted by the war on drugs?
Yeah, and this is where things kind of get a little tricky legally. So there's going to be different waves of applications and licenses being awarded, and on the application itself, there will be a section for social equity applicants or, you know, folks coming from these disproportionately impacted areas. However, once when that first round of licenses are awarded, there will be a study done to see what the ownership looks like, and if there are, in fact, barriers to entry or any type of discrimination found, then in that second round of applications, there will be a specific carve-out for those communities that they're trying to get involved in the industry and make sure that there is some equitable ownership available.
Now, will there be a dollar amount? I mean, will people have to post and say, I have $500,000 or, you know, maybe even $1 million? Will that enter into the factor of who gets a license also?
Yeah, unfortunately so. Illinois has some of the highest barriers to entry for the medical cannabis program as well as the new recreational cannabis program. So, for example, the cultivation centers in Illinois, they pay a $100,000 annual licensing fee. And then at least with the recreational cannabis, they're also going to have to pay a application fee of a similar nature. If we look at the dispensing organizations, they're going to be paying about a $30,000 fee to get those licenses. The applications themselves for the craft growers and the processors and the transportation companies and the dispensaries will be $5,000. But then if they are awarded the licenses, the craft growers would have to pay a fee of $40,000. The processors would also pay $40,000. The transportation organizations would pay $10,000. And then the dispensing organizations would pay a $30,000 annual licensing fee. So it's definitely not a cheap business to get off the ground. And there are programs available as part of the social equity program in Illinois that would allow those fees to be waived or low-interest loans to be given to social equity applicants, or in some instances, grant money that could be used to pay for those licenses.
Ah, that's very interesting. Now, I also read that there are more than 770,000 people in the state who have previous cannabis-related convictions. Will they be able to get them expunged from their records?
Yeah, and that was one of the vital parts of this legislation, because as you mentioned, there's over 700,000 individuals that have these arrests on their records, and that was something that the Black Caucus and the Latinx caucuses were really adamant about, making sure that we kept a very robust and easy process for the expungements in this new law, and I think that that's something that the state of Illinois as a whole can be very proud of, is that if we are going to legalize this product and the cultivation and distribution of it, that folks who previously got those arrests and convictions on their records, we're going to wipe those clean.
Now, if you had your druthers, what more would you have asked for in terms of legislation? Or are you happy with what you what you got, so to speak.
Well, one of the things that we did end up compromising on at the very end was the home cultivation aspect. We feel that if these businesses are going to be able to grow these plants, that all adult consumers should also be able to. Unfortunately, that was met with a lot of opposition from the law enforcement community. But the compromise that was made was that adults won't be able to grow, but any patient who is registered under our medical cannabis program will be able to grow 5 plants. And we think that that's another aspect that down the road we'll be able to expand that to all adults, because we feel that that's also part of a equity aspect that people should be able to provide for themselves with this product and not just the very wealthy who are looking to profit from it.
Now, are there going to be big agricultural companies who are going to come in and start growing hemp, for example, in Illinois?
So this is actually our first season that hemp licenses have been awarded, both to cultivate as well as to process. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of rain in the Midwest, so the fields are pretty soggy, and it's delaying the planting season right now. But just for comparison purposes, the licensing fee for a farmer to grow hemp in Illinois is $100, and the processing fee is only $300 for hemp. So we are expecting that to be a very large boon for rural economies and agricultural companies to get involved in that product as well.
Well, that sounds interesting. Dan, thank you so much for being on Cannabis Healing, and we'd like to have you on again in January 2020. Will you make it back for us?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a pleasure to be on the show.
Likewise. Thank you. And a reminder to our listeners, please order a copy of my new book, Just Try Me, on Amazon.com. As always, I want to thank our cannabis listeners. Stay healthy and keep in touch with us. Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, just by searching for Paxton Quigley. And thank you, I'm Paxton Quigley.